Richard Casebolt is the founder and president of Refuge KC. It's a ministry both in word and deed, living a Christian example while ministering to the basic needs of some of this nation's newcomers. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Long before the topic of refugees was thrust into the national spotlight, Rich Casebolt was working with individuals and families who came to this country to escape dangers in their homeland.
We are in the worst humanitarian crisis ever in our times. We're talking some 4.5 million Syrian refugees alone. That's just the country of Syria.
Rich says it's important to first understand exactly who refugees are.
By refugee, we do make a distinction between refugee and immigrant. You know, we're not talking about folks who are just seeking a better way of life, who have crossed one of our southern borders. But we're talking about folks who have fled for their lives from their countries, war-torn, famine-torn.
Those who flee such humanitarian disasters often cross their country's borders to flee the problem.
So they're typically immediately put into camps. They are recorded, and they do have to prove that they're a refugee. And then there's a long waiting process, you know, for them to get over here.
We'll talk about the process of how and when those refugees do come later. But this nation is just one of many countries where a refugee might someday be relocated.
The United States has been receiving somewhere of right around 100,000 a year. Now, that's a drop in the bucket when you're talking some 20 million refugees worldwide.
The Kansas City metro area, where Rich works, receives about 1,000 people annually. Local resettlement agencies help meet their immediate needs.
Many of them, of course, resettled right here in the urban core because of access to cheaper housing, to transportation, because they're without a car, actual transportation. So, of course, they can take bus routes.
We'll have more with Rich next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.